finally today is 25th of June and I'm back to the podcast almost 2 months. From 2 months I haven't recorded any podcast, and from deep inside of me it was saying, Simran, you have to record a podcast no matter what. So today finally I came, and yes, I'm back to the podcast because I don't want to delay it anymore. So, and I have a lot of things storing for you, and you will be learning a lot of things from me. And actually, I'm planning to invite a guest on our show, Over Simran Talks. Yes, I'm so very excited for that. So for that to happen, you have to stay tuned with me. So today you might be thinking, like, Simran is recording the podcast after 2 months and she'll be bringing a lot of new content, a lot of new exciting things. Yes, I have those things for you, and I can assure you this thing, you're going to learn a lot from this podcast, and you're going to learn a lot of things from my experiences of the content creation journey, of the sales thing, each and everything related to the personal life, related to the content creation journey, related to the sales, related anything about traveling or things like that, solo traveling thing. Yeah, like right now I can say solo traveling is something that I really want to do. To be very honest, this is the first time ever that I'm revealing this thing over all these social media things, and yes, I really want to do that because it is so exciting. So yeah, these things up, just keep these things aside and let's get back to the topic after so long. And I'm really feeling so very happy, I'm so very excited and pumped up that I want to record a podcast after so long. After so long I'm interacting with all of you. You people are just saying me, Simran, record the next podcast in the Instagram DMs over Anchor. You were sending the voice messages that, Simran, why your podcasts are not coming? So on your demand, I'm recording this podcast, and I'll make sure that in every week I'll upload a podcast of mine, Over Simran Talks. Yes. So let's talk about these past 2 months. Yes, these past 2 months were really very amazing. I have learned a lot of things from those months. Actually, we were in the lockdown, and yes, obviously we were at our home, and when we people are at home, no, we are just like in our comfort zone, we are not able to do the things. But it is really very important, you have to come out of that place, you have to sit over the chair, not on the bed, you have to sit and do your work. It is called work from home, but you should not actually follow that. If you're working from home, no, you are in that comfort zone and you can't do the things. I know that because with the same thing I have gone through. But actually, if you really want to do something, if you really want to achieve your daily targets, your monthly targets, then you have to come out of your bed and you have to sit on the chair, you have to do the things. Anyhow, you have to do the things. And yes, this thing I have learned, because there were many days where I was like on the bed and I was sleeping. I was really, at that point of time, I was really a sleepyhead. Yeah, so it is like that only. But then I feeded my mind with all those things that, Simran, you need to achieve your targets and you need to do the things. And there were also many days where I was just sitting and I was watching the web series, to be really very honest. I was watching the web series. But then I got to realize web series are also important, but along with that you have to do your stuff, you have to do your office stuff, you have to do your content creation, because this content creation is something that actually has brought me up over here where I'm connecting with all of you. You people are listening to my podcast, so it is my responsibility, it is my duty that time and again I have to come in front of you, like on the regular basis I have to come in front of you, I have to just provide you a lot of information or a lot of things that you should learn from me. So yes, I'm back. So this was the takeaway from that 2 months journey of mine is, just no matter what, whether you're feeling sleepy, whether you're feeling like I'm ill or anything, just get up off your bed and just do the work. And I know, just occupy your mind. If you're occupying your mind, then definitely you will achieve your targets. What you have to do, you have to just keep your mind occupied. That's the only thing which you can do. Yes, do it. I know you will achieve your targets. So it was about the 2 months thing, and apart from this, I'm just like, it's something. And actually, to be really honest, no, I was feeling a bit nervous, seriously. You might be thinking, why Simran is saying this thing? It is just because it was a gap of 2 months. And people were approaching me that, Simran, I want to record the podcast with you. Then I told them this thing that I really need some time. Within deep inside of me, I was feeling that, Simran, how you're going to record the podcast? Because this was the gap of 2 months, 60 days that you haven't recorded anything and you'll be finding a lot of difficulty. Yes, see, this is something which you feel like, because there are many content creators who actually hide all these things. But it is the truth. We need to share the truth as well, right? Because the audience, the people who are following us, they are just like our family. They are following our content. They're just learning the things from us and they're implementing it to all the content creators out there. This is the thing for you. Just show your vulnerable side. So you got to be vulnerable, right? So your audience and your Insta family, your social media family should learn something or other from you. Yes, it is good to show your that best side, but along with that, you should also show your worst side. That is like, I'm showing that I'm very sleepy and I'm like very lazy and all those things. But when it comes to my work, when it comes to my content creation, when it comes to my office work, I used to get up and I used to do the things. So it is something that you need to prepare in your mind, okay? So yes, this was about the whole experience thing. And yes, I'm also doing the new things. Actually, you guys just tell me, I'm just thinking to come over. Yeah, I'm over Clubhouse, but I'm thinking to start a room over there. And if you guys are really interested, then you can join me live over there. Just do let me know if you really want me to do that, then I'll do. But there's something, agar aap log wo chahte hain, toh I'll do. Definitely I'll do. So yeah. And one more thing. There are many things which are new in our life. In starting days when I was into the sales, I was really very afraid. I was afraid to talking to different new people. But time and again, when I have done the things on the regular basis, each and everything become very easy. And right now also, if you are gaining the expertise over one field, that is really very nice. Along with that, you have to diversify. See, from last 8 to 9 months, I'm doing this content creation. I'm making the reels, I'm making the long videos, I'm making the podcast. And right now, the new thing which I've started from last 5 months, that is sales. This is also something new. But along with this, it is really very good that you're into new thing. Just gain the expertise over there. See, time and again, you learn each and every new thing about the field in which you are in. And along with that, diversify. As I can take my own example, I'm into sales. And along with this, I'll learn more about sales or sales kaise hoti and what all things I can include in my work. And apart from that, I also learned many more things, because see, if you really want to grow, then you have to, time and again, you have to diversify. Just don't cover yourself in that shell that yes, I'm doing. If you're doing copywriting, then you should not just stick to copywriting only. It is good, just get the clients, close the clients, and yeah, you can do that work. But along with that one, there is a saturation point, I can say. After 1 year, just diversify. Okay, it's good. Just you can build your own team. It is, one more thing that I wanted to share over here is, it is something, how you can reach to the next level. What is the next level basically? Next level is something when there is a team under you who is learning from you. If you're teaching somebody, if you're guiding somebody, that means you are growing, you are on the next level. So that is called how you can actually grow. So in starting days, you can't be a team leader or things like that. But in starting days, you can work upon yourself. You can start, just take one skill, just gain the expertise over that, get the clients, and you can provide the consultation after that. And as in the consultations, what you can do, you can actually guide the people. There you are guiding the people here, and then after that point of time, you can actually build your own team. Your team will be taking care of the things. So the thing would be, you have to only take care of the big things, like the major ones, the important ones. You have to not actually beat your head over each and everything, why this thing is not happening, why that thing is not happening. Your team will take care of that. The thing which you need to do is, just first of all, the first step is find out what you really want. Second one, just work hard. Just work hard over that. Third one is get the results. First one, find out in which you can find out the field in which you can grow. Second one is work hard, work hard. Third one is get the results for yourself. Fourth one, just teach the things to others, just guide others. So what will be happening, you will, along with this, you're learning something new, you're getting the results for yourself. Along with this thing, you will be also guiding others. So it, in this manner, it would be help, it is something that you're helping others, right? Are you getting my point? You are helping others. So this is something which you can do. Okay. And fifth one is, and the most important one is, create your own personal brand. You have to create it. How you can create it? I think so. I have to make the dedicated podcast over that. How you can create your own personal brand. I'm going to create that podcast. Just wait for it. Today is, I can say, 25th of June. Today is Friday. And hope, definitely I'm going to do that next podcast as well. After 2 days, I'll be recording that. Okay. Definitely I'm going to record it, because I'm finding out, see, there are many people who actually wants to learn through reels. I can't teach you all these things because reels are of 30 seconds in long videos that might be of 4 to 5 minutes, but in those videos I can't teach you more. But in these podcasts, what will be happening, you will be learning the things from me. And in case if you are facing any doubts or queries, then just feel free to DM me, okay? So I'm just thinking to make the dedicated podcast over different topics, over how you can create your own personal brand. If you're running out of the content or the topics to make the videos, to make the podcast, just on that I'll be making the dedicated podcast about sales. If you're new to sales, then how you can start the things, this will be the third topic, and many more to come. Yes, many more to come. And yes, soon I'll be also including the thing about the solo traveling. This is something which I love to do, solo traveling. It is really very amazing, and it would be the first time ever, like, when I'll be actually, my exams are coming, to be really very honest. My exams are coming on 10th of July, so I think so I'll be going home, and that would be the very first time that I'll be traveling alone. I know that is, yeah, that is a sort of traveling only, but it is not something I'm like visiting to some tracking thing or doing that traveling. It is not that traveling, but for me it would be the very first time that I'll be traveling alone, and it would be a very nice feeling to me. Yeah, and it is something I'll be learning a lot of things from there, because as of now I'm just like, I'm traveling with my parents only. Abhi tak maine apne parents ke saath hi travel kiya hai. And see, graduation is also important. I have to pursue my graduation, so in order to give those exams I need to go over there. So yes, it's all about, and I'll be recording the dedicated podcast over my solo traveling, over my graduation, over if you're in a college first year, what all things you can do as a side hustle. So yes, just stay tuned with me and just wait for my next podcast. And thank you so very much, as usual, thank you so very much for being tuned with me, and it really means a lot. Thank you.